You're listening to a podcast from Victory. A leader's downfall begins when he exalts himself rather than exalting God. Discover the truth behind the statement in week 2 of Rise and Fall.
Good morning, Metro East. Nasa week 2 na po tayo, second week ng ating series on leadership, Rise and Fall. This series is designed to show us, to teach us biblical principles about leadership. At nagkataon lang po na tinaiming po to before the May election, no? Para hindi lang tayo isang election sermon, kundi 5 weeks of preparation, no? Para magabayan po tayo. We as a church, Victory, we're not here to endorse a particular candidate because we're aware that all our members have different preferences, they have different beliefs, political inclinations. And so we are just encouraging you to pray, to seek God, research, study. Magbasa po tayo, magtanong, wag lang maniwala sa mga sabi-sabi. And let's continue to pray for our nation because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. At meron pong magandang plano si Lord sa ating bansa. No? God has a great plan and purpose for our nation. At gagamitin po ni Lord ang leaders na iahalal natin, kaya mahalaga po na ipag-pray natin na maluklok ang mga tamang pinuno. At ang ating pong text ngayon ay nasa 1 Samuel chapter 15. We're looking at the life of King Saul, 17 to 23. And Samuel said, "Though you are little in your own eyes, are you not the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel. And the Lord sent you on a mission and said, 'Go devote to destruction the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed or destroyed.' Why then did you not obey?" Everybody say obey.
Obey.
"The voice of the Lord. Why did you pounce on the spoil and do what was evil in the sight of the Lord?" And Saul said to Samuel, "I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I have gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me. I have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and I have devoted the Amalekites to destruction. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the best of the things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, 'As the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as or like the sin of divination, and presumption is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king.'" Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We ask that you open the eyes of our understanding, give us revelation knowledge. Holy Spirit, enlighten us so we can apply and do your word in Jesus' name. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin, let me share with you the results of a survey, no, by the Deloitte group, millennials. They found out that the millennials in emerging markets such as the Philippines are more ambitious in attaining leadership positions than their counterparts in developing countries. Yung mga millennials po, yung mga tao pong pinanganak from 1980 to 2000, 1980 to 1993, yung iba in-extend up to 2000. Sino ba sa atin dito pinanganak kayo between 1980 to 2000? Raise your hands. Wow, marami, no? Okay, millennials po ang tawag dyan. At sabi, ang resulta po ng survey ay mas ambitious daw sila kumpara sa ibang millennials sa ibang bansa na developed. More than 6 in 10 or 65% of the millennials aspire to become the leader or the most senior executive within their current organization. Kumpara po to sa ibang bansa na developed such as France or Germany ay 4%, less than 4% lang, no? 38%. At nung tinanong sila, when they were asked what to do, if they were to move jobs, kung mag-iba sila ng trabaho, 22% of millennials in emerging markets, including the Philippines, said they would consider starting their own business. No? While only 11%, kalahati, of their counterparts sa ibang bansa na developed, said they would do the same. No? So, ibig sabihin po ay mas may aspiration, merong mas ambition, may hangarin, may pagnanais, no? Na umangat, maging leader ang mga kabataan, mga millennials, mga professionals dito sa atin kaysa sa ibang developed countries, no? And so, ang question is, what will you do if you're given the chance of being a leader? If you're given the position of a leader? Sino po sa atin dito, you're right now in a position of leadership, whether in school, in business, in community. Okay, can you raise your hand? You're in a position of leadership. Okay, alam po ninyo, lahat po tayo ay we're given a chance to be a leader. Kahit wala kang position ng leadership, kahit wala ka sa posisyon, kahit hindi ka manager, presidente, CEO, if you are the father, you're the leader of your family. No? Kung ikaw ay estudyante, you can lead your classmates to know the Lord. Pwede mo silang impluensyahan. Hatakin mo sa youth service every Friday. No? Magta-time zone muna tayo. Pero diretso tayo sa victory. No? So you can be an example of integrity or righteousness. So, do you want to be a leader? Do you have an aspiration, ambition to be a leader? And what principles on leadership can we learn from the life of King Saul? We'll be looking at three leadership lessons from the rise and fall of Saul. Unang-una pong prinsipyo o leksyon na makikita natin is you just need to stay humble. No? Stay humble. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, stay humble. Ayan. Mukha bang humble yung katabi niyo? Okay. Bakit? Ano pong nangyari kay Saul? Saul thought little of himself when God made him king. Saul started out as a good leader. No? Sabi po dito sa verse 17, Samuel said, although you were once small or little in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel. So, maliit ang tingin niya sa sarili niya. No? He was small in his own eyes. He was humble at the start. Pero sino ba si Saul? What was his background? Saan ba siya nanggaling? Alam niyo, sa 1 Samuel chapter 8, if you go back, chapter 8, the people of Israel asked for a king. No? Kasi nga, may mga kalaban sila, mga Philistines, mga taga-Philistia sa sea coast ng Canaan. We are being threatened and give us a king like the other nations around us. We want a king. And so, the Lord was grieved, but pagbigyan mo na. So, si Samuel, yung prophet, no, naghanap. And dito sa 1 Samuel chapter 9, naghanap siya. There was a wealthy, influential man named Kish from the tribe of Benjamin, who was the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, son of Bechorath, son of Abiel of the tribe of Benjamin. And his son Saul was the most handsome man in Israel. Okay, may kakatabi ba kayong handsome? Tingnan nyo nga. Ayan. No? Maganda, may katabi kayong maganda? Ayan. Amen. No? Amen. Pag meron, mag-amen naman kayo. Ayan, marami. His son Saul was the most handsome man in Israel. Head and shoulders taller than anyone else in the land. So ano pong trabaho ni Saul? Siya po yung model ng anti-dandruff shampoo. Ayan, no? Kita niyo na, no? Head and shoulders taller than anyone else. Oh. Yun lang po yung sa isip ko. Hindi ko alam kung... Alam ko, may iba ba siyang ginagawa. So God instructed the prophet Samuel to anoint Saul, no? Anoint him as king to govern Israel and to protect them, to deliver them from the oppression of the Philistines. And so nangyari sa verse 20, and I'm here to tell you that you and your family are the focus of all Israel's hopes. And Saul replied, but I'm only from the tribe of Benjamin, the smallest tribe in Israel, and my family is the least important of all the families of that tribe. Why are you talking like this to me? So may hesitation kay Saul in the beginning, sa simula. No? Di siya sigurado, ready na ba ako maging hari? Eh? Galing ako sa pinakamaliit na tribo sa Israel. I'm insignificant. So he was little, he was humble to start. Bible says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble, no? Humble yourselves under God's mighty hand so that He may lift you up in due time. And God, in different periods of history, God has used humble men, no? Humble men and women to be an instrument in His kingdom. One such man of God that God used is Hudson Taylor, no? He was in China for 51 years, the mission society, missions organization that he started was responsible for bringing over 800 missionaries to China, in that country, who began 125 schools that directly resulted to 18,000 Christian conversions. And see, Hudson Taylor, he was invited to speak in a large Presbyterian church in Melbourne, Australia. Yung mag-introduce ng guest speaker, no, inintroduce siya. Sinabi lahat ng accomplishments niya sa China. He told the large congregation of everything that Hudson Taylor had accomplished. Kilala niya ba talaga si Hudson Taylor? No, siya yung pinaka-nuno ni Nuno ni Swift. Ayan. Ay, iba pala yun. Okay. And he presented to us, sinabi niya, we are so privileged today because we have in our presence, in our midst, an illustrious, no, famous, well-known, accomplished, well-known, distinguished, eminent guest, preacher, evangelist, missionary, Hudson Taylor. So palakpakan sila, and si Taylor, he quietly stood for a moment, and then opened his message. No? At sinabi niya, dear friends, I am the little servant of an illustrious master. Okay, I'm just a little servant. I'm just a humble servant. Jesus ang illustrious, not me. Jesus is the one who has accomplished much for us. And so Saul initially was a competent military leader. He was good enough that his rule was solidified by his victory in Jabesh Gilead. Ni-rescue po niya yung mga taga Jabesh Gilead from the threatened invasion of the Ammonites. No, sabi ng mga Ammonites, dudukutin namin ang isa niyong mata, no, to bring shame and disgrace to Israel. And so humingi sila ng tulong sa Israel kay King Saul at ni-rescue niya, no, niligtas niya. He went on to lead the nation through several more military victories until his popularity reached its climax. However, nagkaroon rin po siya ng series of blunders. No, nagsimula po ito sa 1 Samuel chapter 13, and nag-offer po siya ng unauthorized sacrifice offering. Hindi na po niya nahintay si Prophet Samuel na mag-offer ng sacrifice. Yung po ay gawain ng isang priest, ng isang prophet, at siya po yung nag-offer. Kaya doon po nag-start yung downfall niya. And so we need to, in other words, we have to stay humble. Lalo na pag yung success, marami na kayo nagawa, na-accomplish, we have to stay humble and give glory to God, no, for what He has done through us. A second lesson we can learn is we have to obey God. Obey God, obedience. What happened in the life of Saul? No? Si Saul listened to the people rather than obeying God. He listened to the people. So in other words, we have to obey God. Saul's downfall was due to his man-pleasing attitude, which made him listen to the people rather than accomplishing what God instructed him to do. Ano yung kasalanan ni Saul? Disobedience. Disobedience of what? Anong command ang dinisobey niya? He failed to implement God's order to destroy, annihilate the Amalekites. Now, why did God order Saul to annihilate, to terminate the Amalekites in the first place? No, sabi sa verse 2, I'm going to punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel, how they attacked the Israelites as they came up from Egypt. No, sino ba yung mga Amalekites? Remember, in Exodus 17, the Israelites just came out of Egypt, out of the slavery of Egypt. And so when the nation of Israel was weak and vulnerable, mahina pa sila noon, the Amalekites attacked the weakest and most vulnerable nation. And they were violent, they were greedy people, and hostile. That's why God hates when the strong take advantage of the weak. No, pag ikaw ay mas malakas, mas mayaman, nang agrabyado ka ng mas mahina, mas mahirap, especially when the weak are God's people. And so even though this hostility happened 400 years before, you know, God has not forgotten the aggression, the attack of the Amalekites. Buti na lang ito si Moses, no? Si Aaron and Hur ay nagpray, no? God helped them overcome the Amalekites. And so why did God command such utter destruction to pong Amalekites? They were a band of guerrilla terrorists. No? Para po silang mga pirata. Iba-iba po yung mga kinalaban ng Israel noon, no? The Canaanites, Amalekites, Jebusites, no, mosquito bites, iba-iba po yan. At maatake po sila nagpa-plunder, they carry, kinukuha yung mga kayamanan, yung mga tao, ginagawang slaves. And so God knew na hindi pwede magsama to sa lupain. No? God knew that Israelites cannot live peacefully, they cannot coexist in the promised land with the enemies around. No? And besides that, yung idolatrous, abominable practices, mga hindik-hindik na ginagawa nila, masasamang gawain nila, ay talaga pong makasira ng faith ng mga Israelites. Kaya po, kailangan i-uproot. Sabi nga ng professor ko dati sa ATS, no, it's like getting rid of cancer in a body. No? Kailangan pag-opera, matanggal lahat ng cancer cells, kundi ay kakalat yan sa buong katawan. Yun ang example niya. And so, what happened? No? Verse 19, why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why then? Why did you pounce? No? On the spoil and do what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, interestingly, the word pounce originally means to swoop down upon, to rush upon with shouting or to dart greedily. Okay, so, ibig sabihin na they swoop down on the plunder with shouts of victory, no, and did evil in the sight of the Lord. No, ito po ay tuwang-tuwa sila habang kinukuha nila ang mga kayamanan, mga damit, mga alahas, mga kwintas, no, itong mga Amalekites, yung mga corned beef, no, mga dilata, yung mga baon, ay, naku, talagang tuwang-tuwa sila, no? Kainan na natin to, no? Ano pa ba? Oh, may spam, no? Tapos mayroong KitKat, yung KitKat na green tea flavor, no? Nakita ko, meron na pala dito, no? Akin na yan, ha? Kunin na natin, baunin na natin. And so, may mga idols po doon. No? Kaya galit na galit si Lord. No? These idolatrous images. So, verse 9, ano nangyari? Instead of completely destroying the sinners, the troops, the soldiers, took the plunder from their enemies. Kaya, nangyari, Saul and his men spared Agag's life and kept the best of the sheep and goats, the cattle, the fat calves, and the lambs, everything. In fact, that appealed to them. They destroyed only what was worthless or of poor quality. So yung mga peke, ayan, basta hindi original, no? Dinestroy nila. But ito sabi sa verse 20, no? I have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and I have devoted the Amalekites to destruction. But the people, no? Binlame ba niya? Naglame shift siya. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the best of the things. Gagamitin namin pang sacrifice kay God. No, gagamitin naman namin yan, pang sacrifice kay God. Kahit tumaya ako sa loto, pag nanalo naman ako, bibigyan ako naman ng tithes ko kay Lord. Bibigyan ako ng special offering si Pastor Earl para pagpunta niya sa mga kasalbinyag libing. Oh, ay, may bago siyang Amerikana at barong Tagalog. Huh? May excuse pa siya. So Saul disobeyed God when he kept Agag and the best plunder, no? The best part of the spoils of war. He blamed the people. And so, kinorek siya ni Samuel, and Samuel said, napiplease ba si Lord? At pag nag-offer ka ng sacrifices, behold, to obey, obeying God is better than offering sacrifices. And to listen, everybody say listen, and to listen better than the fat of rams. No. Now, why did he say obey and listen? Yung pag sa Hebrew poetry po, second line ay most oftentimes a repetition of the first line. No, para bigyang diin. No? It's the same thought, a repetition. And so for the Hebrew word for obey, it means to hear intelligently, to pay attention with the intention to respond. No, hindi lang makinig. It's not just a mental activity. Tayo po to listen, it's just to hear sounds, no? Pero sa mga Hebrews, it's more than that. It's listening, it's hearing with an effect of obeying and doing what is asked of you. Yun po ang ibig sabihin ng obey sa Hebrew. Pag ikaw ay isang magulang, if you're a parent, no? Sinasabi mo sa anak mo, nakikinig ka ba? No? Hindi pa sinabi ko, dinisin mo na ang iyong kwarto. Bumangon ka na, no? Listening should result in action. Verse 24, and so Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people. See, he feared the people, he listened to the people more than listening to God. I feared the people and obeyed their voice. So, na-expose po yung puso ni Saul dito sa scenario na to. He prioritized what the people asked him rather than what God wanted him to do. And katulad nga, sabi ko kanina, noong last Sunday, I was invited to preach in Victory San Fernando, sa SM San Fernando po sila, sa umaga, pero sa hapon naman, sa Victory Clark. Apo ako. Doon sa tanghali, nilibre po kami ni Pastor Jerome sa SM Cinema. Nag-intercede po ako doon. Pinag-pray ko po yung isang pambansang kamao. At nanalo naman, no? Praise God. But yung pong ating churches sa Pampanga, meron na po tayong 5 churches in the province of Pampanga. And soon, it will become 7. And I credit it to the leadership of Pastor Jerome and his team of pastors and leaders. As I have observed, Pastor Jerome is a strategic leader, no? A strategic thinker, a humble man. He's always ready to learn, no? Natanong po niya ako about theology, and he prioritizes his family before ministry. Kasi nga po, ang family, it's a validation of the ministry. And if what we're preaching, if what we're telling to you here is not working in the family, in our family, then how can we have integrity in the pulpit? Kaya po yung sa 1 Timothy chapter 3, yung qualifications of a pastor and overseer, no? Mapansin niyo po doon na it's all about his relationship, leader's relationship with his family, community, aside from being able to teach. And so, we have to stay humble, we have to obey God, whether you are a leader in a business, in school, in a government, no? A leader will always be under another leader, a greater leader. Kaya, whose voice are you obeying? Are you obeying the voice of God or are you listening to other people? Are you a submissive follower? Do you seek to obey God regardless of what other people would think? No? Yun po ang pag-isipan natin. A leader is called to lead and serve. No? Kaya, sino po ang susundin natin? Now, if the leader that you're following is obeying God, then that's fine. No? But, if not, then you may have to be an agent of change, no? Initiate change. How can you change the system, the structure in your company, your office? So we have to stay humble, obey God. And number 3, third principle lesson is we have to honor God. Saul sought to honor himself rather than God. So the principle here, we are to honor God above all, no? Now, why would Samuel remind Saul that he was once small in his own eyes? Bakit niya kailangan paalalahanan si Saul? Dati, maliit lang tingin mo sa sarili mo. Pero sabi dito sa verse 12, early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul, but he was told Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone on down to Gilgal. No? So, pumunta siya para mag-set up, magpatayo ng monumento na rebulto para sa kanyang karangalan, no? Si Saul, in commemoration of the victory over the Amalekites. Nagpapa-epal mode si Saul. No? Kaya yung mga politikong epal mode, no? Ay very wary. Hindi ko po sila susuporta, no? As a voter. So si Saul, sabi ni Samuel, no? Dati humble ka. Ngayon, humbug ka na. No? Bakit ka magpapatayo ng monumento? Hindi ka papatay. No? Hindi ka ba si Bonifacio, si General Luna, o Jose Rizal? Bakit niya kinuha si Agag? No, bakit pala hindi niya panatay si King Agag in Spoils of War? Kasi plano sana ni Saul na iparada si Agag. No, imagine you have Agag as your prisoner of war. No, and so he will appear as a powerful leader, a victorious champion in the eyes of the people of Israel. No, ipaparada niya, papakita niya, eto. O, prisoner natin si King Agag. And verse 30, then he said, I have sinned, sabi ni Saul, I have sinned, yet honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel, return with me that I may bow before the Lord your God. So ni-rebuke ni Samuel si Saul. No? Kasi nga, instead of repenting, eh, gusto niyang ma-honor pa. Honor me first before my people. No? He corrected his pride, his arrogance, his rebellion. But Saul's response was, honor me before my people. And so a leader's position is a place to honor God, not ourselves. No? How do we respond pag kinokorrect tayo? No? Nagbibigay ba tayo ng excuse? No? Do we make excuses or do we admit our wrongdoing and correct our mistake? No? The sad fact is, even though Saul started out as a good king, at the end of his life, no, he was a failure. He took his own life. But the good news is, God can redeem it. And so the main lesson we can see here is a leader's downfall begins when he exalts himself rather than God. Ang pagbagsak po ng isang leader nagsisimula pag tinataas niya ang sarili niya at hindi ang Diyos. Saul could be an instrument of God, but he disobeyed God. He exalted himself. He prioritized. He was full of himself, his ego, his reputation. And sabi nga ni John Piper, disobedience is an attack on God's glory. Why? Because it puts the fear of man in the place of the fear of God. It elevates pleasure in things above pleasure in God. Ayun nga, they took the plunder, the spoils of war. Disobedience seeks a name for itself. No, gusto niya maging famous si Saul instead of a name for God. And it consults or it obeys the wisdom of self instead of being satisfied with the will of God. No? Mas pinagtitiwalaan yung sariling katalinuan instead of the kagustuhan ng Diyos. So the good news is, even if you have failures in your early life, no, God can redeem it. God can change it. No? Kahit may mga pagkakamali ka, no, sa first phase, mga early years mo, God can change it if you turn to Christ. Behold, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creation. Old has gone, new has come. There's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ. At maraming po mga taong binago si Lord, no? Isa na po dyan, yung dating ex-convict, si Butch Belhica, no? At age 16, siya po ay na-convict sa isang celebrated homicide case. Nag-serve po siya sa National Penitentiary. He became one of the youngest gang leaders of the Philippine underworld. But now, he serves as an evangelist and a pastor of the Lord's Vineyard. No, nag-serve po siya as a counselor, 6th District of Manila. So God can turn things around if you turn over your life to Christ. And that's what Jesus did, no, in Philippians 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped or to cling on, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. So what did Jesus do? He stayed humble. He humbled himself. No? Even though he was God, he came down to earth as a man. He took a form of a man. No? And then he obeyed God. He obeyed the plan of God when he offered himself, his body, as a sacrifice for us. And then he sought honor and glory of God. No? He did not make a name for himself, but he humbled himself and he said, I do nothing except to honor and glorify the Father who sent me. He lived his life on earth to please and honor God. And so it's so important for us to live a life of obedience, no? To live a life that seeks to honor God in everything by listening to Him, by obeying Him. Diba? That's why it's very important for us to read our Bibles every morning. Makikinig ka kay God, Lord, anong gusto mong paggawa sa akin ngayong araw na ito? No? What do you want me to do in my campus, in my office, in my family? No? How can be a blessing to the people around me? Praise God. Let's pray and thank God. Father in heaven, we thank you for the lessons you've learned from your word today. We pray that we'll continue to stay humble because you give grace to the humble. We pray that our lives will always be in constant obedience to your word. Turuan at tulungan mo kami na laging sumunod at makinig sa inyo. Help us to listen to your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we help us to glorify you in everything that we do, in our words, in our thoughts, in our actions. Help us to please and honor you. Give you praise and honor.